By all accounts, New Hampshire's solar industry has started to accelerate in a big way. This year, New Hampshire is on track to see a five-fold expansion in the number of solar farms in the state since last fall. But NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports many in the industry say solar is racing towards a brick wall.
Solar power is supported by a collage of incentives in New Hampshire. There are state rebates for smaller projects, state grants for larger ones, a federal investment tax credit, and renewable energy credits that owners can sell. But perhaps the most important is net metering. When a solar panel generates more than the home or business or town is using, it shows up as a credit on the utility bill. Without net metering, anyone that generates excess energy over the course of a month is basically donating it to the power company. And in New Hampshire, each utility has a hard cap on how many projects can net meter. John Shore is a spokesman for Liberty Utilities.
We received two large applications for net metering, and that represents roughly half of our cap.
That cap is 1% of peak electric demand, or 50 megawatts statewide. Legislators created net metering in 1998, and they capped it because the utilities worry that the credits may eventually get too expensive and drive up the rates for non-solar customers. It took Liberty more than a decade to fill the first half of its cap, and it filled the second half in just a few months this spring.
So it did happen very quickly for us.
It's the same story in the service territory of all of New Hampshire's utilities. Andrew Keller is a developer with a company called New Hampshire Solar Gardens, which has 25 solar farms in the works, mostly municipal projects in towns like Franklin, Milton, and Hillsboro. He says the industry is kind of freaked out.
So yeah, the answer definitely is that we will come to a screeching halt. Our company ourselves have stopped looking at new sites because there's no reason to. We've had to reach out to all our existing customers, and we had to tell them that, unfortunately, unless they can change their ways and move rapidly, we have to put their project on hold.
Net metering is not the only incentive that's on the rocks. The money for the state's grants and rebates came in short this year, and it's likely going to be far outstripped by booming demand. And the federal tax credit runs out at the end of 2016. Taken as a whole, this makes for a lot of uncertainty for developers. Chris Anderson is with Borrego Solar, which has nearly finished the largest solar project in the state so far in Peterborough.
And just given the sequence of things, you don't want to invest all your development dollars in figuring out the net metering piece of this without the rebate. You need the rebate. You're not going to get it till July. You need the ITC, which is expiring at the end of December. And so you're just being squeezed.
Anderson, Keller, and many in the industry say swift action is needed to keep New Hampshire's solar boom from stopping just as it begins.
We'd like to see some type of emergency measure take place. How that happens and the process is not totally clear to me.
We would need two-thirds of the House to suspend the rules to allow the introduction of this bill in order to get it passed.
Meet Frank Edelblue, a freshman in the House of Representatives, a free market conservative, and the man who's working with Republican leadership trying to squeeze something into the special veto session in September. He thinks he's got a coalition that can make this happen.
You know, again, wherever you are on the political spectrum, if you think that development of renewables is a good idea because it's a responsible stewardship of the environment, then that's great. Come along with me and help me get the caps up. You know, if you're pro-business, you see that it's not a good idea to have production capacity caps on a particular industry, then really we see a need to take that off.
It's not yet clear if his proposal will make it to the floor. But he says the utilities have signed off on lifting the cap between 20% and 40%, while a bill that looks into a longer-term solution gets considered next year. Again, Liberty's John Shore.
This is still new for a lot of us. I don't think anybody was really sure how this was going to go, how quickly it was going to accelerate, how quickly the utilities would reach their cap.
New Hampshire is not the first state to wrestle with whether to lift its cap on net metering. Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont have already addressed this issue, each in their own way. But this is a defining moment for the solar industry in New Hampshire. How will policymakers see this burgeoning technology? As a threat or as an opportunity? For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.